Dreamscape presents My Give a Damn's Busted by Carolyn Brown. Narrated by Cassandra Miles. Chapter 1.
Damn it to hell!
Larissa pushed the car door open, crawled up the embankment to the road, popped her hands on her hips, and started stomping toward the son of a bitch who'd put her vintage Mustang nose down in the ditch.
Well, shit!
Hank Wells said when an oak tree brought the pickup truck out of a long, greasy slide. He unfastened the seatbelt and opened the door to check the damage.
Are you drunk?
The woman yelled, marching toward him like she was going to tackle him like a football fullback when she reached him. Well, hell's bells, it wasn't his fault that the wreck happened. He hadn't asked that stupid deer to play chicken with the front of his truck. He started toward her at the same speed.
Hell no. But I could damn sure use a drink.
Who in the devil taught you to drive? Or do you even have a driver's license? If my car is damaged, you are going to pay for it. And parts for a 1965 Mustang don't come cheap. Can't you drive any better than that? He threw up his hands in anger and pointed toward a dead deer on the other side of the road.
The damn thing jumped out in front of me. I broadsided him even though I stomped the brakes all the way to the metal. What happened to your car isn't my fault, woman, so don't come up here hollering at me.
They both came to a halt with a dead buck and 10 feet of space between them. The car's radio and the truck's radio were tuned to the same station, and the volume turned up loud enough to wake everyone in Mingus, Texas. A double dose of Jody Messina singing My Give a Damn's Busted blared from both vehicles. She ripped her sunglasses off and gasped.
That's the God's gospel truth. My give-a-damn is busted. I don't care what you say. It is your fault, cowboy. You braked, so I had to slam on my brakes or else crawl right up in the bed of that rusty bucket of bolts. So that makes it your fault.
The devil was supposed to be a little sunburned critter with horns, a forked tail, and a pitchfork in his hands. He was not supposed to be wearing snug-fitting blue jeans and an open chambray shirt flapping in the hot summer wind. Showing off a broad, muscular chest, that was sexy as hell. If it looks like the devil, smells like the devil, and sounds like the devil, chances are it does not have a halo or wings, Larissa thought. Well, it damn sure looked like the devil bringing a dose of temptation, with lips made for kissing and a chest made to cuddle up against, so it had to be the devil, right?
Are you hurt?
The cowboy asked gruffly.
No, are you?
It came out high and squeaky, but she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?